Picking it with Kay and Clay. 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 Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in, whether you're listening, whether you're watching to Kicking It with Kay and Clay. I am your girl, Kay Marie, and we are about to get into this. I know you saw the title of this particular episode, and it says voter fraud. Come on, man. You know, you got to use that come on, man, with President-elect Joe Biden. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in our next guest. She is a friend of the show. She's been here a few times. So you know that we are about to go in. Okay. So, hey, everybody, welcome Cigna. Y'all remember Cigna?
Hey, everybody.
So we are going to talk about just what's going on in our country right now. And Cigna is very qualified to speak on what we're going to be speaking on because she is a former Army JAG officer, prosecutor, and a special assistant U.S. attorney. So she knows her stuff. Okay, so let's get into this. Not waste no time. First of all, yay us. Okay.
We did that.
We did that and
did that. It was a lot of work. And thanks to everybody, no matter what you did, mm-hmm. anything you did, contributing, voting, contributing to campaigns. We did this thing and it was amazing. It was amazing. I was relieved. After the voting was over, because I was tired, because, you know, I was an observer at the polls here in Trump mm-hmm. country. It was fun. It was very fun to watch Trumpers come in and, you know, I'm the only little person of color. Well, I'm the only person of color in there with any authority. So, and each party, what observers do here in Arizona, each party chooses observers. They train us, you know, on what we're to look at. You know, the other party were working on pencils and papers, which was so apropos.
Oh, wow.
We got an app, baby. I was like this. Anytime something went wrong, I was like, this is happening right now. This is how long the line is. This is how long it's taking. Mm-hmm. These are the problems we're having. I've already resolved them, just let you know. And they got pad and paper. I was like, that's kind of a sign of the times for you all. You chime backwards, and we got
fitting. It's so fitting.
Yeah, it was a long day. The election day was a long day. I was there for 14 and a half hours.
Wow,
and it was
straight. Long.
Yeah, straight. Wow. And well, the Republicans. Let me throw this in.
Okay, go ahead.
So the Republicans were all men. And they had to take shifts because they couldn't handle all that
Aww.
Time.
Aww. So everybody would know you are from the great state that turned blue of Arizona. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes, Pennsylvania. Yes, Michigan. Yes, Arizona. Turned blue.
We did that. We turned Arizona blue. Both of our senators, our U.S. senators, are now blue. Mark Kelly, shuttle commander.
All right.
Former shuttle commander, now U.S. Senator Kelly. and Kyrsten Sinema. But if she don't get her voting record right, we will primary her. But anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's been voting quite a bit with the Republicans. I think it's over 40% the last time I saw. And we had to remind her about a year ago, you need to get your mind right because you won by like a scintilla. And just like we sent Martha McSally home twice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we voted her because she lost the cinema in 18. And then when Senator McCain died, the governor, our sucky governor, Ducey, he appointed McSally. Well, we just voted her out. And so he appointed that train wreck, that Trump sycophant. And then we sent her home again, this time by a million votes. Bye, Martha.
Bye.
So and I know I love this show because I can just be as petty as I can.
Yes.
On my day job, I have to try to be, you know, the calm in the room. I can just be who I am.
So be and do you. Yes. So did you see anything? You're welcome. You see anything else that, you know, happened while you were observing?
We just had a couple of problems with the machines. We had one guy, and I had already prayed over that place because I can also pray y'all on out of here. But we had one guy that got a little testy at one moment, and I told him, I said, "Oh, that's about as much as we're going to see at this polling place because I'm here." And that was it. One guy did get mad at me because as an observer, I can't interact with voters. I can't interact even with the polling people except for the inspector who is over the whole place. Okay. So if I have a problem, I can only interact with them, you know, and people were trying to interact with me. You know, I'm supposed to be invisible. It's like, I know I'm brown and y'all see me, but you, right. don't see me. You can't talk to me. And one guy... and I don't know how he voted, but you can just imagine he comes up to me and he says, you know, I have a question. I said, sir, I can't have a conversation with you. Mm-hmm. There's a poll worker. You can ask them. But I have a question. I said, sir, I can't talk to you. This lady right here can talk to you. Well, I've already voted and it's a simple question. And then I smiled until he walked away.
Wow.
I'm speaking. I have spoken.
Right, right.
They still don't get that part.
Right.
Kamala will help them.
Kamala, right. Kamala will put, you know, she, I love when she did that. Every brown, black girl was like, yes. And woman, regardless of your color, you know, because everybody's been there. But yes, man.
I'm speaking.
You know, like, hush.
And I've already told you everything I'm going to tell you.
Right. Okay. So Biden's speech. Okay. Both of them, but Biden's speech, Signa, I was in my living room. I'm telling you, I was like, literally, I was like, yes, yes. It was so presidential. We were lacking that for 4 years.
We missed it. We it was like, yes, this is what we need. And I know I posted on Facebook just the beginning when him and Kamala were together. And you could hear my baby girl, Kayla, in the background. And she, you know, she's not really emotive. And she was like, yes, yes, we did that. Because I got to take her to see Kamala a week before, you know, because, you know, mm-hmm. the Democratic Party. I got a text in the middle of the night said, Kamala's coming tomorrow. You wanna be there? And then you have to fill out all this stuff mm-hmm. with your service. But yeah. So I got the opportunity to take her and my grandsons, and that was cool. They're pretty excited. I got my 12-year-old grandson on the horn and with the signs. He was all in.
That's nice. And again, you know, and you mentioned at the top of the show, you know, we just want to thank everybody who did whatever that they could. Cause it was like the first time that I like did contribute to it. I mean, it was, you know, it was a small, you know, cause I had my,
you did a lot. The stuff you're doing, that's a lot. You're talking to people, you're engaging people.
Yeah.
Every little thing meant something. Mm-hmm. And we, Phoenix, I'm gonna call it Phoenix. Phoenix, Atlanta, Philly, Detroit, we elected Uncle Joe.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
It feels good. It really feels good, like when you are helping with this because you really believe in, you know, the candidates, and not only that, you want, you know, America to be better, you know. So just by doing something, you know, I personally, and I know a lot of people feel like this, it's like I had to do something.
And this is huge. Everything you do, every time you have a podcast, Kehlani, you're doing so much and you're informing people and you're bringing brilliant people on to talk to us and have those discussions. So don't discount your contribution. Your contribution is huge. And don't let me prophesy to say when you get hugerer, you know, just don't forget your friends.
I won't.
You know,
I will not.
But your platform is amazing. And I watch when I can,
right.
You know, I can't watch every time, but you know, you've helped me a lot, in a lot of different things. I'm a part of the National African American Gun Owners Association here in Phoenix, Arizona,
okay.
Because of your show,
okay.
Because of your show.
See, Taquan, see? Oh, that's awesome. That is so awesome.
I have gotten my body together because of your show.
Aww. Thank you.
You are doing way more. I'm so just enamored with you and Keela and Tanya. Mm-hmm. You guys are doing amazing stuff.
That's my other podcast. Yes,
yeah,
my
your other podcast
show. So that's all the way there. Plug. So, and you, Cigna, you're talking about somebody that's like you are doing the doggone thing out there, and thank you for your serving spirit. You know, thank you for encouraging others and your leadership, you know, and you talking about something you don't want a podcast, but
you hush and don't you talk to my kids. You are not able to talk to my children or my family or my friends. So if they on Facebook clowning, you just do not join in. No, they're like, when are you gonna run for something? You gotta
right.
do this, you gotta do that. I'm a king maker. I don't wanna be the king.
Okay.
That's not my comfort zone. I can stand in the back.
We'll talk to you later. But anyway, so okay, let's dive into this. Mm-hmm. It's so much. So let's take 45. Let's take 45. So I don't understand why, you know, they're trying to throw out votes. This doesn't make sense. He said, you know, you voting stopped at 8. Yes, it does stop at 8, but the ballot counting, don't that start afterwards?
Okay. Yes.
Did he not know this? Mistake.
Well, the thing is, he is an agent of chaos. That when you wrap your mind around that, and his followers always accuse, you know, others of having Trump derangement syndrome. I think we all have it. I'm going to go ahead and confess, because he has gotten into our psyches where we're questioning what we know.
Mm.
I had people questioning math. I was like, okay, votes are math. Okay. I don't know what y'all doing and what you going crazy over, but he's got us questioning math, science. Math is absolute. There's no guesswork there. It's either win or lose. You're going to have math. But he's like an abusive mate or parent.
Mm.
And he has abused us so much, because I have yelled at the Democrats, because I'm not a Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Progressive.
I'm an independent, more progressive.
Okay.
But, you know, we had training for protecting the ballot. We've been in training for weeks to get ready to protect the ballots, because we knew he was going to clown. He tells us everything he's going to do.
Right.
He tells us everything.
He was setting it up in the beginning.
So when it happens, I don't know why people are like, what's happening? He said it. We're ready. But here's what I need everybody to do. Wait a minute. Do this.
Wait.
Everything's okay. Go to your happy place. Get your favorite beverage or puff. I don't know what y'all do. But anyway, do what you do to stay calm. He is an agent of chaos. All his appeal is chaos.
Yeah.
So those of us that know what we're doing, especially those of us that have been U.S. attorneys, we are laughing at him. We are talking on the side and, you know, having conversations, and we're like, dude, set. And who's advising you?
You know, he go off script.
His, but no, 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 no. But his, like his, I hate to say Giuliani, because Giuliani, I think, has lost his fool mind.
What is wrong with, okay.
I don't know, but I'm talking about like legal, his legal team. They don't win. They keep losing and they don't understand. I went and pulled up all the cases that are out there. Either they've already been dismissed as having no merit. So everybody calm down. All the lawsuits, they're being either dismissed. If they are ongoing, whatever is going to happen is not going to affect the election results.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said,
mm-hmm.
it's just mess. That's all it is. You know, I was talking to you before we started about his attorney on a Zoom meeting. So they're having this Zoom hearing, you know, in one of the lawsuits. And basically his attorney is like, the judge asked him, so do you have observers, people like me? So there are observers that observe the polls while they're voting. They're also observers while they're counting.
Okay.
So in each party, always has a person there. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Always. There's always one of us in the room
mm-hmm.
from both parties. I think the lawsuit culmination of it is the people were too far back. Well, if your people were too far back, so were the Democrats. I mean, and then they wanted binoculars.
What?
For what? Oh, but the bottom line is this attorney embarrasses himself, because if I was the judge, I'd have embarrassed him more than she did, mm-hmm. and she didn't embarrass him. Basically, her question was, do you not have people in the room where the count is happening? And he did like a double negative thing, and I can't say it exactly the way he said it because it's so confusing, but basically he said, yeah, our people are there. She said, so what is your issue?
Right.
What are you asking me for? You know, so those are the tactics that they're using.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't even have to have a legal mind to understand that this is a bunch of foolishness.
Yeah.
You know, our legally trained are like, I would never put myself on the shame show. He must have pictures and videos of people. Putin must be got his dog or something. I don't know what's happening with these people, because I would not injure myself.
A lot of people think that he might have stuff on people, but
yes.
You think this is just like us in his mind, because he have to go through the lower courts first, because, you know, his ultimate goal is he want to go to
Supreme Court. Yeah, he thinks he can go straight to the Supreme Court. That's not even a thing. And then they have to have a constitutional basis to rule on for it to go to the Supreme Court. It can't just be he's having a temper tantrum. Mm-hmm. There has to be a constitutional basis that brings it before the Supreme Court. So I know you may. And by the way, y'all, she made me research today. I ain't researched like this in years, but, you know, she made me have to pull out Bush v. Gore from 2000. And so basically what that was, there was a constitutional challenge on the ballot counts. And how, you know, y'all remember the hanging chads.
Yes.
And what the hanging chads were is they had these voting machines in Florida that were punch cards. And sometimes the punch wasn't complete. So did it mean to punch it? Did it not mean to punch it? And then it's called a pregnant chad if it punches it, but it doesn't disconnect it. So it was a whole bunch of mess. And so what happened was, they went because there's 18 counties in Florida that didn't follow the Florida law on automatic recounts. So there was supposed to be an automatic recount that was triggered that 18 counties didn't do. Well, Gore went in and requested manual counts in four of the 18 counties. And the Bush campaign wanted them to halt the counting because, as we all know, 20 years later, had they counted all the votes, because the Supreme Court did rule for Bush.
Yes.
And Gore backed out. Don't get me talking. I'm going to talk about Democrats in a minute. Remind me to talk about Democrats because I got problems. But he did it for the country. He didn't want to, you know, cause a big problem in the country. Uncle Joe better not do that, but I don't think Kamala's going to let him. She's going to be like, shh, Joe, sit over there in the corner while I do this. You just, shh, we're doing this. We going.
Right. And you know, and if President Obama's not going to let him do that.
No. and you know, while I, you know, Uncle Joe got his problems and he needs to kiss the bottom of our feet. And if I ever get an audience with him, I'm going to be like, dude, this working across the aisle right now, I know 40 years ago that was a thing. That's not a thing anymore. Yeah, that's what I have to
tell you. That's the era where he grew up in, where he, you know, his career.
Yeah. Republicans don't care. They don't want to talk to us. They don't want to compromise. They want it their way and they want to be gone. And that's it. And he still thinks that, and I do love that he's trying to bring us together.
Yeah.
But that's going to take a minute. You know, and all these commentators out there talking about, you know, we need to do this. Trust me, I have people in my family that vote Republican. And we just gang whooped one of my nieces on social media in the last like 6 or 7 hours. Because she's a Trump sycophant. And she tried to come at me with the Bible. Ooh, child. Ooh, two places you can't get me.
She tried to Paula White you.
She tried to Paula White me. And she know who Ainie is. And I had to tap her. And I try not to tap her real hard in public. Yeah. But in a minute, I'm going to call her and be like, you want to do this? Because you better sit down somewhere with your Trump worshiping behind.
Yeah.
Because I thought Jesus was your Lord. But see.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, so back to Bush before. Okay. So the bottom line was the Supreme Court supported the Bush's position at a 7-2 vote and halted the voting. Had they continued the voting in the state of Florida, Gore won the state of Florida. So they stole that. And that's the thing. When I don't know how old everybody is, but most people are old enough to remember the 90s and stuff. Newt Gingrich. Once Newt Gingrich came into the picture, actually, it kind of started with the Reagan stuff, but Newt Gingrich took this partisanship to a different level. And that's when across the aisle stopped. It stopped, you know? And that was
Newt was like the Mitch McConnell, right?
Yes. Yeah. He was the majority leader. And he was a pre-demon to McConnell, because I think McConnell is one of the high demons in hell.
Yes.
Because he has done more damage to this country than Trump has. And he really has.
Side note, how do he get so much power? Because then he said that he's going to try to, basically, this is what I got from this. I'm paraphrasing. You better bring some to Biden. You better bring somebody in that I like, or else they're not going to get approved.
Yeah, he's gonna Obama him. What he's done, so the Republicans have stopped governing completely. They're not passing bills. Oh, they naming, you know, post offices and stuff. That's the only thing, because the majority leader in the Senate brings the vote to the floor.
Yes.
He's not doing that. Mm. That's how he's obstructed. He just won't bring it to the floor. That's like when people are talking about the stimulus package, the Democrats put a package out in May that he won't bring to the floor.
Is that so legal?
He just won't do it. He's evil. This man is evil incarnate. You're hurting. And how he keeps getting elected, him and Lady Lindsay, I just don't know. I need to go to Kentucky and choke the... out of people.
You do.
Because what are y'all doing? He does nothing for his state. Nothing. And Lady Lindsay, and I'm not, you know, I don't wish nothing on nobody, but since your hands all dark and stuff, you need to get right with Jesus.
Right.
I'm just saying.
What was that?
You know, even McCain, who, you know, I actually voted for McCain the first time he ran. Don't do the math. I'm old, okay? I done already told y'all I'm old. You don't have to do math on that. I was 18 the first time. The first time I voted, I voted for Ronald Reagan
and McCain. Okay.
And just was enamored with him because he was the Maverick. And he
yeah.
do some stuff. And I'm going to kill this dog. Hold on.
Aw. Shush.
So anyway. Anyway, so that's who I voted for the first time I could vote, are those two people. Because okay. I believe that they were right for the country, because that's how I vote. I am an independent. I do lean actually far left, you know, very far left, because I think it's time for this country to move forward. We're stuck, you know, and those are my principles. So I am definitely not a Democrat, because I whoop Democrats all the time and twice on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. They don't like me when I walk into their meetings, because I'm like, you all are weak and you all are still trying to be on the high road. You better study your opponent.
Yeah.
Accordingly. Because they whooping you all over the place.
Yes. And quit trying to pacify people.
Thank you. And that's what I had to go in on Kyrsten Sinema's people, her team, because they were sitting there talking about crossing the aisle. I said, tell her we will primary her. I said, we put her in office. I knocked on doors, me personally, in 120 degrees in Phoenix, Arizona, in the summer. So understand this. We will primary her and we will remove her if she doesn't listen to us. And we've told every Democrat in this state that. Some of them when we were on Capitol Hill, some of them when we got back from Washington, we went to their offices, we talked to them, we're like, indivisible, that's the groups. I'm on the steering committee of two of those groups. But I'm like, we are a force. And if we pull our support, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done. We're all across the United States. We're heavily embedded here in Arizona. Our friends in California and Nevada and all over the country, there were people from North Carolina, indivisible, or other places where they were blue already. They came in to help us. I had people staying in my house, strangers that were out registering voters. This is what we were doing for the last year. You know, we were in it. We were in it to win it. And so the candidates here need to hear us.
Yeah.
Because if they don't do what we're asking them to do once they get in office and they forget about.
You lose your job.
You're going to lose your job, baby.
And that's how it should be. You know, they should cater to and or listen to their constituents, because that's your job.
Yeah.
So, so another thing I am hearing. Well, okay, let's finish up the Bush v. Gore. So, for people who are wondering if this can go that way,
no. He doesn't have. Like I said, it has to be a constitutional argument for the Supreme Court to even hear it. That's all they hear.
Okay.
This frivolous stuff is not making it through the lower courts because he has nothing to back up his claims. Mm-hmm. You know, there was the one thing, and was it in Pennsylvania where they found 53 ballots or something? 53 ballots does not change an election.
No.
And he's trying to do recounts. Okay, here's the deal. This is how this works. If you are within 1,000 or less votes separating them, a recount may help you. Tens of thousands is not going to help you.
Right.
You're just wasting money and time.
Right, because with a recount, the candidate has to pay for that, right?
Yes, and they better get their money up front, because we know he don't pay for stuff. Now that's what he's doing with his supporters. He's raising money so he can pay for recounts.
I can't believe that they're repeating stuff that he's saying. We've talked about it on the other podcast on All the Way There. Like, it's really cultish.
It is. Scary. And it's going to take this country a while. We were never. Well, I was listening to Ari Melber this morning, and he was just breaking down the voting, you know, demographics. 57% of white Americans voted for Trump. And I don't want to turn this into a racism yeah. or racist, you know, argument, but that means that every time I walk in the meeting, somebody in this meeting voted for Trump.
And you know what's a little bit more disturbing? Well, not just, but a little bit. 18% black males
for Trump. Yeah. 8% of black women. I don't know who they are, but okay. Because sister's making it happen.
Yeah.
So what we're dealing with is 70 million people, over 70 million people in this country saw everything that happened for 4 years, and they said, I'm okay with that.
That's because it didn't affect them.
Yeah. That's because, yeah, that's that. And there are some people that things have to affect them. I don't have to have everything to affect me
right.
to know that, you know, I don't have to be raped to have compassion for a rape victim.
Right.
I know that's real.
Yes.
You know, I don't understand the mentality of people that it has to affect me personally before I have any, you mm-hmm. know, compassion or empathy for what others are going through. And especially the Christian community. Don't get me started.
Bless their hearts. Bless their hearts.
Anyway.
So, okay, right. That's a whole episode in and of itself. So, okay. Another thing I'm hearing, like out in the streets, you know, people are kind of, I'm not going to say fearful, but they're very cautious. Like, oh, I'm not going to, you know, celebrate too much because something can happen. And then, so now I'm hearing about his side was like, you know, they're saying, oh, you know, the media can't call a winner. Number one,
call the winner. You hit it on the head in one of your posts.
Yeah.
They go to the site because that's what I was doing. I wasn't watching CNN and that's what I was trying to post. This is what's happening in the state of Arizona. This is what's happening. It's on the website. That's right. Where the media is getting
they're
it.
They're just getting their data from the precincts. They're not calling it.
And it's out there for everyone to get.
Everyone.
I can go in any state, any county, and look up their results, yeah. and I can get it yeah. like that. I was doing it for the past 4 or 5 days. I was like, because I'm watching Maricopa County, which is actually blue, because mm-hmm. somebody said it's red. No, we're blue in Maricopa County. But you know, it did. His margin went down, and I was watching that because I was like, I need us to stay blue.
Right. You know, was it on election day or the day after? I was like, because, you know, I saw Arizona. They didn't. Some people called it. Some people did. I'm like, Cigna, what's going on with your state? What's going
on? Girl.
He was like, it's all good. Just relax.
We good. Because at that time, I think there was 100,000 or so, 90,000, 100,000 separating now. It has dwindled all the way down. Yeah. But I'm like, you stay there right now in the name of Jesus. Don't make me put spiritual world on you and do a Paula White and call the ancestors and stuff.
From Africa and all that.
Girl, no, our ancestors is like, who this white woman?
Right. I was like, oh, they showed up. They didn't show up for him.
They showed up. But they didn't do what you needed them to do.
Thanks. Yeah. But so again, so what I'm hearing his side, 45 say, oh, you know, he's not the president, Biden's not the president yet. We still have to do the electoral colleges in December. So yeah.
Okay, so this is how this is the presidential election timeline for 2020. I told you guys we were training because on November 4th, we were going to hit the streets. But when some of our groups, because it was like 100 and so groups that were coming together across the nation to do this. And we trained for weeks. I mean, hours. We spent hours training to get ready. We had lawyers ready. We had bail ready. I told my boss, who is the deputy CEO and the CEO, I said, so here was what's going to happen. I'm going to be at the polls on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I'm going to be getting into some good trouble. I don't know if I'm gonna be back Thursday, but we do got bail money set aside, and they fell out of. I just don't know how far right. we're gonna make it. But I'm willing to you know, get handcuffed for the cause and stuff, mm-hmm. as long as they don't let me get past the horseshoe. But that's our jail. And if you get past the horseshoe, that means that you staying. And I'm like, no, as long as they don't let me get past the horseshoe, we good. Because I ain't never been in there except to see a client. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so we had trained for weeks. And this is some of our training materials that I can't actually put on, mm-hmm. on blast. But so November 3rd was the general election. That's when, you know, everybody votes. Uh-huh. Then November through December, the governors are doing ascertainment of the results. This has to happen no later than December 14th. The executive of each state is required to certify his or her ascertainment of the state's election results to the archivist of the United States as soon as practical, but no later than the date the Electoral College meets, which is December 14th. December 8th is the state safe harbor deadline. This deadline is for states to resolve any disputes concerning the appointment of electors. So states appoint electors, our legislators, every state's legislator appoints uh-huh. these electors. And then they have to settle those by December 8th. The Electoral College meets on December 14th. Electors in every state meet on the same day to cast their votes. It's set by federal law. There has been a time in history, throughout our history, where some of those electors don't vote the popular vote. Now, mm-hmm. there's a methodology to discard their vote altogether.
It takes okay. time.
Because the voting method is set in law.
Okay.
And usually the state law, because there's different states. Some states, like I think it's North Dakota, apportions out. New Hampshire, I'm sorry, portions out. You know, if you get part, you get one. And then But most states, that's only a handful of states. Most states are
you get all of it.
You get all of it. Mm-hmm. So you can't have an elector that decides not to do that, but when that has happened historically, their vote is thrown out. If their vote doesn't match the popular vote, their vote is thrown out.
So it has to match the, well, no.
In most states.
Okay, because I'm about to say, because with 45, because Hillary had the popular vote, right?
Yeah, but she didn't win the right states. So okay. every state, like Arizona has 11, so it just depends on which state.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah. The popular vote for the state. I'm sorry. I wasn't clear.
Just for those few states.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So if Arizona goes for Biden, all 11 have to go for Biden.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then on December 23rd, there's.
Oh, that's my baby's birthday.
That's your baby's birthday. So good things will be happening then.
Yeah.
Be real nice. So receipt of certificates of the electoral votes. That's the last day for the certificates electoral votes to be received by the Senate and the archivist. And that date is set by federal law. So that's when it goes to the Senate. And there was some confusion. I don't know what Van Jones said today.
Oh, don't get, I can't with him. I'm sorry.
Because he don't know the difference between Mary and Beyonce. Please stop listening to folks, y'all. Don't listen to folks. And don't call me or text me about it.
I can't with Van,
you know, crying and whatnot.
Right.
But was you crying when George Floyd was calling his mama, his dead mama? Because see, I cried. Especially when I found out his mother was dead, I cried.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you got a grown man calling for his mama. So then on January 3rd, the new Congress is sworn in. So Mark Kelly, just a little Arizona side note, because Martha McSally had been appointed, we can swear him in early, girl, because she wasn't even elected. So he'll get to vote in the Senate once the Electoral College votes. Arizona blue, baby. So the new Congress is sworn in on January 3rd. So there's a joint session of Congress. Congress opens the electoral certificates from the states. Any objections, resolves them under the federal law and counts the electoral votes. And on January 20th, this is a very important day, at 12:01, Trump must be gone because he's going to be a squatter. Now, I want him to try to stay.
Me too.
I will pop some popcorn and sip some tea.
No, Signa. Listen, I told my coworkers and my boss already know this. I know I'm petty, but whatever. So I said, I really hope he stays because if he stays, said I'm not leaving, and the military had to escort him out. I said on the 19th, I said I'm taking a flight out to D.C. so I can be at the White House like these. Like,
you know, he built a wall, so we might need a ladder. We might need a ladder. You know, get us on a ladder so we can be like this, watching him drag his tail out. Right.
I said I would love to see that. Oh my gosh! But
oh my goodness. Well, I heard on the news today that, you know, his family and close people have been trying to get him ready, that you're done. Stick a fork in you. You're done, boo-boo. You done. Go. I heard Jared and Ivanka got to go in there and talk.
And Melania.
Melania probably get talking to her divorce lawyer. Hey.
Yeah.
He ain't got no money. Find anywhere he hid some money. I need some money because for 4 years, I've had to let him touch me every now and again, and it's disgusting. I don't know how she do that. I'll just be like,
I don't know.
Is it over? Is it over?
Oh, Lord. No.
Anyway, so that's how it works. So, again.
Yeah, you know. Because I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, and, you know, I'm just listening to, reading people's thoughts. And a lot of people they're really, like, concerned. Either they're concerned or, you know, they're on the other side and spewing all kind of baseless claims.
Yeah, but they're leaving Facebook and going to Parler. Have you heard that?
Yes.
Please go. Yeah. You're not hurt. Right. Go on and go to Parler. Trust me. I can tell you, the national security team will be monitoring that. NSC will be monitoring that. So when y'all talk, put y'all plans together, because y'all really smart about what y'all going to do next, they're going to be right there with some handcuffs. I'm going to put them on. Put them on. You're going to jail. You know, and that was one of the things you talked about earlier about celebrating. Well, we had that problem on the 4th because of what happened the weekend before with the Trump people surrounding Biden's bus in Texas.
Yeah.
So our leaders, responsibly so, said, we don't want to put anybody in danger, so we're not going to hit the streets. But I was like, so, you know, my head in the state of Arizona was like, she texts us out, you know, election night. Well, we are going to do this because we were told like Sunday it's not going to happen. And then Tuesday, you know, I'm getting a text. Yes, we're going to do something. Be ready. Bring some people with you. Da 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 da. So we're all like texting back and forth and we're getting ready and we're corralling our people. Mm-hmm. And then Wednesday morning, we get a text from her saying they just want 3 people there. My response was just, wow. She knows me well enough to know, oh, she's pissed. Cause mm-hmm. I'm like, start, stop.
Whoa, right, whoa. Right.
And so immediately, I mean, I think just wow was still in the atmosphere and my phone rings and it's her. And she's like, hey, Signa. I said, let me be clear about something. I said, this is what's wrong with y'all. Y'all don't know how to celebrate. I said, y'all don't know how to mobilize. I said, people have worked their butts off.
So you're talking about the Democrats?
Long time. Yes, Democrats. Mm-hmm. And I said, we need to at least thank them and celebrate. And so we did. We did a press conference that afternoon. She was like, and we want you to speak because, you know, we want you to speak for, you know, our group, because there was like six groups there. So we had a press conference in South Phoenix, where I'm from.
All right.
That's where people be trying to send me back to my zip code. You should not send me back to my zip code. Because, you know, and people are worried, where are you going? What are you doing? I said, I'm in South Phoenix. I'm right there with Mike and Pookie now. They not going to let nothing happen to my little red behind. And trust me, Buford and them ain't coming to South Phoenix. Like, they ain't coming to past quarter. Like, they ain't coming,
they're not coming
to the middle of Atlanta. Mm-mm. Like, they ain't coming to the middle of Philly.
Nope, and they're not.
They ain't going to Compton. They ain't going to Watts.
No, nope.
They're not.
They know they're stupid, but they're not dumb.
They're not dumb. So you can play like you want to. Now, if I was in Scottsdale or in Flagstaff or Prescott, you know, I need to be packing because that's where they are. Mm. But in South Phoenix, oh, we welcome them. Come. Right. Enjoy. We ready. Right. We got guns too.
Right.
So, yeah. So, yeah. So we did a press conference, and there's been a lot of that going on. I was glad to see people in the streets on Saturday. That was
I was watching because I like MSNBC and I love Joy Reid and Rachel Maddow. And I was watching MSNBC on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And this guy from, I think he's a black guy, Antoine something. He's from South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And he was like choking up because he was saying how we black people went from picking cotton to picking presidents.
I saw him. And I was like, come on now.
And how we really did this thing. He said, you know, black people from Philly, from Detroit, from, you know, Arizona, from Atlanta, you know, how we really stood up. We really did it. And it's crazy how, you know, they're trying to, you know, stop the votes and still trying to suppress it, you know, but it's like he can be beat. He was beat.
I'm telling you, Trump derangement syndrome.
People got tired of it. People got tired of it.
It's like, we just need to not hear from the president. And we knew names of people like the Postmaster General. We've never known that. Louis DeJoy. Why do I know your name?
I know because my mom worked for the post office. So
Betsy DeVos. Why do I know your name? Nobody knows the Secretary of Education's name. Ben Carson. Why do I know your name?
Yeah.
You know, and you know, when we were actually on the range qualifying on Saturday when the news broke, because one of the range masters is like, they called it for Biden. And so we're way up in North Phoenix with other folks, you know, and because they come shooting every week. They go shooting every week. Mm-hmm. That's what our range masters were telling us. They were telling some new people, y'all better take this serious. This is not a hobby. This has to be your life now, especially you live in Arizona.
That's all over though. Like Taquan says of Parks Defensive Strategies, who I had on, he said, you know, this is not playtime, especially now, you know, because we don't know what, you know, his followers might want to do. So that's why we have to be ready.
be ever ready. Be the ever ready, a different way. And so my daughter, you know, she's always concerned because she thinks I'm insane for some reason. And she's always worried about it. She's like, where are you? What are you doing? Who's with you? La, 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 la. Don't nobody want me but you. Trust me. Don't nobody want me but you. So she like video calls me, and she never does that. And she's like, where are you? I said, I'm at the range. She goes, get home. They just announced Biden won. You need to get home. And I'm like, girl, I am standing here with like 25 armed people. we can shoot our way out of here if we need to. Right. Do not worry. And that's when the little Trump parade that I put on Facebook, because mm-hmm. I saw them getting ready before 7 a.m. when I was mm-hmm. driving into the range, and this was about 10:30. They had gathered up, and I guess they had gotten the news and gotten a call, and you know, they had gathered right. up, but they left.
They saw the bat signaling in the sky.
Where are you going? What you gonna do? I just need to know where you're going and what you're going to do, because it just doesn't make sense. But everybody just needs to let the process is working, guys. Now, the things that he did that were norms that were not codified, we got to tighten that up. Uncle Joe, cutting Kamala, we got to tighten those things up mm-hmm. because the next person that comes in is not going to be an idiot. Mm-hmm. He's an idiot. That yeah. was a good thing.
Yeah.
And he surrounded himself with idiots.
Yeah, he did.
So the process is working. It's working exactly like it was designed to work. Don't fear. He can't do this. He can't do this. His followers can't do this. I don't care what they say. They don't read. They just regurgitate talking
yeah.
fun. And just ask them some follow-up questions. They don't know how to answer. But anyway, just ask them follow-up questions. So what does that mean? And they can't answer you. Then you right. get I don't hear you talking. No. But the process okay. is working.
Yes.
But the real work for those that want to starts now. So I'm going to be real busy. I actually already got a part-time gig with one of the other organizations here. They're like, we need your organizing skills for going forward. And we got a big lump sum of money and we can pay you. And I was like, girl, you have me and you can pay me. Because I've been doing this for 4 years.
Oh, that's free. Awesome. That's awesome.
So I'll be consulting and doing all kinds of things and helping people, you know, do that path. Like I said, I am great in the background. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I do this for you.
I'm thank serious. You. I appreciate it.
I do this for you. Don't really like, you know, doing this, but when, you know, Kehlani calls.
And I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And wrapping up, I want to keep this under an hour so I can publish it on Instagram. So just really quickly, do you think that Trump is going to be brought to charges? And if so, do you think that he would be convicted?
I want Uncle Joe to let the Department of Justice do their job. There's one guy that I follow, Glenn Kirshner. He's a 30-year U.S. Attorney. He was a prosecutor. Connect with him and look at his stuff. I think he should be the attorney general. And mm-hmm. if he's the attorney general, he's going to investigate. And if applicable, he will prosecute.
Awesome. And big ups to, I hope that, I hope so. I really do.
Yeah.
So that way he can and convicted so he can't run in 2024.
Yeah.
And big ups to Stacey Abrams, you know, out there doing her thing. And you know what? And I was telling somebody, her losing may have been a blessing mm-hmm. in disguise. Even well, not she didn't lose. It was stolen.
It was stolen.
Let's call it what it is. Because had she, you know, had it not been stolen, you know, she would have been, you know, governor.
Occupied.
And yeah. Kemp would have still probably been the Secretary of State. And there's no telling what would have happened. There's no telling. Because yeah. if he stole that election, you know, he that's in him. So
yeah.
So for people who, you know, you think, you know, you have a desire to do one thing and it doesn't go your way, you know, that's just mean that something else is better.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All right.
Yay.
It was fun again. I love you. You know, I love you.
And I love you too. I really do. And thank you so much for doing this. You know, Keela, she was like, ooh. Like she's gonna have to come on our show too. I was like, well, but
when Kalani asks, I answer. So.
Thank yeah. you so much again. I appreciate you. I love you, and
love you
continue
too.
To fight the fight. You know, fight for democracy. Continue to do your thing, and you know, that's just a blessing that you're going to be getting paid to do what you love to do. And that's awesome. Yes. So everybody, in the words of Cigna, just take a deep breath. Don't fret and let the process work out. It's going to be all right.
We all right. We good.
We all right. You know, so yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. And, you know, we are going to, you know, post this everywhere. And thank you for just being loyal and listening. And, you know, we just ask that you listen and you share and you like. And just thank you. We just thank you for that. And I'm very hopeful, very optimistic of the next 4 years. I mean, it's not going to be, you know, gravy right away or anything like that. But the fact that we have somebody in the White House, leader of this free world, who is very compassionate, who's about unifying and not about division, is very comforting. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Thanks again, Cigna. And we will see you all next week for another great show. I have something good for you next week. Center stage. And we have an author, and she's very interesting. And thank you, you guys, and have a great one. And we are out. Bye. Picking it with Kay and Clay. Picking it with Kay and Clay. Picking it with Kay.